tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I'm new.
That's great. Yes, 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 Montreal. Welcome, welcome to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM, The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every other Monday through to 5 p.m. I've been having some time. I've been needing some time, you know what I mean? I feel like it's been a while since I've talked to you guys, but we got a lot to get into today. You know, it's summer, kind of officially, almost, but you know, it's whatever, it's summer. It's hot, it's nice, we're deconfined if you're in the Montreal area. If you're in Ontario, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry for you. You know, things are looking up. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. You know, things are looking up. It's looking like it could be a pretty good summer. But in the meantime, you're going to need like a backdrop to that, right? You're going to need some tunes. So you're going to need to know when The Spot is coming on every other Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. Make sure you follow us on social media at TheSpot903 on Instagram, at TheSpot903 on Twitter. And just search The Spot on CKUT on Facebook. Hit that like button. Interact with us. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what topics you'd like me to cover on the VIP topics. Let me know who you'd like to see for an interview. And, you know, I will get it done. You know, that's what we do at The Spot. Speaking of interviews, today we have a very special guest in the building. Coming later on, Naima Frank is in the building. I love this girl. So talented. You might have heard of her sister, Shaw Frank. Played on this show before, and so has Naima has also been played on this show before, so I'm definitely excited to talk to her a little later on. You don't want to miss that. Today I have a bunch of new music for y'all. I got some really cool vibes, some artists that are like so underground but are so vocally stunning that I'm like really excited to get into. And we got a cool little hip-hop segment coming on with George from the UK, some of that new J. Cole coming, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Oh my God, like later on, we got some Mali music. We got some Masego coming. Like, there's a lot of stuff coming up today, guys, that I want you guys to stay tuned for. Okay? So right now, let's get it started with the music, because we have VIP topics to get into later. We have the Naima Frank interview, so it's a jam-packed show. Let's get going with a song that I think is a real, real bop. It's from Jive. It's about her. Coming up, you have Shelly, AKA the artist formerly known as Dram and Summer Walker, and you got some Sonder and Georgia Smith coming up. So let's get it. Here's Jive about her.
Yeah. Something about her. It's hard to put into words, but let me try. Yeah.
I think she broke through. Yeah. 5'6", little thick, mom jeans, down to the Air Forces, that's you. Top bun like she know she don't gotta try so hard to make her light shine through. And the kicker, of course, she's humble with how she moves. Accidental angelic aesthetic. And she got love for some Basquiat.
some wine in parks. Third base on the leather of my push to start. From the city where we might as well be swimming with sharks. Found a diamond, of course. She got love for some foreign films. An evening drive, deep talks leave us crying but at peace inside. From the city where you fuck with one, you fuck with 20 others. But there's something special about her. Something special about her. If her mind was amazed, I could wander for days. Something special about her. I said, I think she broke through. Grandma raised her when mama wasn't able. Guess that's why she kinda old school. Got the biggest heart around, but we'll cut you off quick if your tone get rude. She don't got no degrees, but smarter than most who do. Introspective, well-polished street knowledge. She got love for some Basquiat, some wine and parks. Third base on the leather of my push to start. From the city where we might as well be swimming with sharks. Found a diamond, of course. She got love for some foreign films. An evening drive, deep talks leave us crying but at peace inside. From the city where you fuck with one, you fuck with 20 others. But there's something special about her. Something special about her.
Yeah. I've heard it all. Our conversations got me feeling I'm the fool. Like I should've listened when they said that you would treat me like he did.
Said I did it all. Situation makes me feel I'm not a man at all. Swore I'd be there, swore that I'd catch your fall. I guess I couldn't handle it, no. And I know you're probably thinking I ain't worth shit, but I never want anyone to bring you any harm. And I take it all back just to have you in my arms. And I know for a fact who we were and who we are. Run your life. I never wrong you twice. I wanna make things right. And maybe you'll take me. Hope you don't hate me.
Don't want to fight anymore. Daytime's as silent as hell. I wish that I could know all that you said. If you can't find the time or space, then I don't have the words to say. I wonder, is the only peace we'll find gonna be when you tell me goodbye?
And I know you're probably thinking I ain't worth shit, but I never want anyone to bring you any harm. And I take it all back just to have you in my arms. I know for a fact who we were and who we are. We are.
Don't think you care about me.
Oh girl, I care about you.
But you don't care about nobody.
Nobody but you.
Don't think you care about me.
Oh girl, I care about you.
But you don't care about me.
Yes, Montreal. You're tuned in to The Spot with Miss Nikki on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday, man. I've missed y'all, man. Like, that music, whew, I know y'all miss me. Yes, because you know you have to tell a friend to tell a friend and to tell all your cousins and ask your cousins to tell, you know, the people at the daycare and ask the people at the daycare to tell their friends. You know, let's just tell our friends. Because I know you guys are on the patios, you guys are on the terraces, as they say here in Montreal, and I know that you guys are barbecuing. So you guys need, like, y'all know that episodes of The Spot with Miss Nikki are also available afterwards on Mixcloud, so you can hear the music all the time, and you can hear my lovely, lovely voice in our past interviews and guests and conversations in the studio when I do that with Zach and we analyze albums. Y'all can hear all that good stuff, The Spot with Miss Nikki on Mixcloud. Just look that up. It's also in the link of our social media, in the link in bio. If you follow us on Twitter, we are at TheSpot903. On Instagram, we are at TheSpot903. And on Facebook, just search The Spot on CKUT. Interact with us. What you just heard, that was Sonder, a.k.a. Brent Faiyaz, with Georgia Smith, Nobody But You. Oof. Their voices together is something I didn't know I needed. They just merge so well. It's so smooth, so loving. It's a great love song. absolutely love it. And then we had Shelly, FKA Dram, formerly known as Dram, featuring Summer Walker with the track All Pride Aside, which is off of his latest album. If you haven't heard Shelly's latest album, I'm highly, highly recommending it, okay? Like, I don't always highly, highly recommend albums, especially these days, because I haven't had time to really fully listen and grasp albums the way that they should be. It's the truth, because there's so much content that had come out during the pandemic, and now we're coming out. I feel like we're coming to regular life, so hopefully I'll be able to consume in a normal fashion soon. But definitely, I recommend that album. All Pride Aside definitely takes a hint at attacking addiction as well as a love that is like kind of codependent. So I think that it's a beautiful track. I love Summer Walker's voice on it, and we started off the segment with Jive about her. It's, you know, it's just something about her, and, you know, every girl wants to be told that. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm having fun with y'all this first segment. Those three songs, I thought it was a pretty strong start, to be honest with you. I thought it was a pretty strong start. Now, don't forget, we have Naima Frank coming later on throughout the show. Right now, we have a quick little break. We'll be right back. More music, VIP topics coming up.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Perry Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at suwanneeperrypopolo.org.
Everyone, yes, welcome back to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday right here in Montreal, and anywhere you want to be. To be honest with you, you can listen to us on the CKUT website, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app, which is, you know, on Android and iPhone, just by searching CKUT, and you can follow The Spot everywhere on social media at TheSpot903 on Instagram, at TheSpot903 on Twitter, and just search The Spot on CKUT on Facebook. Hit that like button, follow, you know, message us. You know, we love to hear from y'all. Want to know what you want to hear music-wise, of course. Want to know what you want to talk about topic-wise, of course, and who you'd like to see come on the show. So let me know. Okay, we have to get into some VIP topics. After the VIP topics, don't forget, though, we have Naima Frank coming up soon. We have a lot of incredible R&B, hip-hop, etc. music coming up. We got some alt coming up. You know, Naima, you know, she'd be dipping in some bags now. We got to hear what she's got coming up as well. So I'm excited for that. But right now, let's get into the VIP corner. Welcome to the VIP corner. All right. So the VIP corner, very important people or video... You know what? Forgive me. Very important people or very... Wow. Doesn't want to say that word. Maybe idiotic. I need to take it out. So very important people or very idiotic people, depending on how they're acting this week. Listen, we keep it real here on The Spot. I'm not editing that out. It is what it is. Depending on how people are acting this week, that's what it is. First things first, we're basically kind of free. We're sort of kind of free. Montreal, Quebec, you know, has been deconfined, you know, slowly deconfining, slowly restrictions are falling. People are starting to enjoy their summer. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. I would love to know, are you getting vaccinated? Let me know, man. Maybe it's your personal business, or maybe you want to let social media know once you get your vaccine. But if you are one of those people who wants to share your business, you know, hit me up at TheSpot903 on Instagram and Twitter. I would love to hear what's going on. Listen, I just want everybody to still continue to be safe. I don't know that we're out of the woods yet. Let's just be cautious and let's try and be safe, responsible adults to protect, you know, not only our children, but our elderly as well. So now let's get into some of these topics here. Issa Rae she has landed the role of Spider-Woman in the sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, I saw this and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. Issa Rae has done so much great things in Hollywood since she's like hopped onto the scene. Like, she really put in her work throughout the years on YouTube and everything to really build her brand. And now she's the it girl. However, I have no idea what a Spider-Woman is. I was hoping somebody could tell me because, you know, I have watched Spider-Man stuff. You know, I do watch some superhero stuff, but like, I just didn't understand like what, because like, I guess I haven't seen the first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So I didn't realize that there was a Spider-Woman. So, I mean, I think it's cool. I just don't know what it is. So somebody, is that his wife? Is that his girlfriend? Is this his partner? Somebody, you know, let me know. Hit me up at the spot 903. But congratulations to Issa Rae. You know what I mean? Love it. Next up. Let's look at Naomi Osaka. Okay? From her decision to remove herself from the U.S. Open, actually. Not the U.S. Open. Look at me. The French Open. I'm so used to saying U.S. Open. From the French Open, she's opted out, to be honest. Like, after her first round, she won. She didn't want to do the press. She was fined $150,000 for refusing to speak to the press, which I think is... what? Like, I understand these people have money, but... what? Like, if you're finding me $150,000, who am I speaking to? Let me know. Who do you want me to talk to? I will speak to them. Like, that is, wow. But, no, but her reasoning is because it's for her mental health. And, you know, she was just not in the place to do that for this tournament. She did not want to talk to the press for her own sanity, for her own mental health, and, you know, for her own social anxieties. I am completely for that. I think that more people, especially that are in the spotlight, need to be more vocal about that, because not everybody is the same. Not everybody is comfortable with that. And I've had this debate a lot of times during the last week and a half with people, just like, oh, well, you know, you sign up for this or whatever. Or if you're in this type of career, you should know what comes with it. It's like, I don't think she doesn't know what comes with it. It's just like, it doesn't mean, we're still humans. Like, as the world evolves, we have to evolve in the way we look at celebrities, athletes, public figures, as if they're some kind of superhuman people. They're not. They're just a person like you and I who just happens to be put into this situation because of what they can do. Right? So I'm all for it, girl. Like, you know, if you had to remove yourself from this open, it is what it is. And hopefully they will kind of like revise their structure a little bit. Naomi has been doing incredible things in the sport world because she's just so young. She's a fresh face and she knows what she wants. And she's, you know, she represents her two nationalities very well, being Haitian and Japanese. I think that this girl has a bright future, and I think that this was the right move for her, to be honest with y'all. All right, so I wanted to talk about as well NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ow, I hurt myself. NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. If you guys know that show, I know a lot of the listeners like often ask me Real Housewives questions. She has basically said that she... Real Housewives is like, currently, it's like having Destiny's Child without Beyonce. You know, it's not really Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I kind of agree with her a little bit on that, because even though I don't like NeNe, for the last two seasons that she was on, I was incredibly disappointed in her behavior. I loved NeNe initially, even though she was dramatic and caused a lot of problems. She did bring something to the show. But I find in her latter years, it was just like... she was just incredibly toxic and it was not good, but I understand that. But it's almost like not having her there is still like, it almost doesn't feel right. Even if she's there and she's going to get on your nerves, you kind of have to have her there. So I could agree with her on that, girl. I mean, and it sounds like she's prepping her comeback. You know, it sounds like a comeback tour to me. She does this all the time. She'll leave for a season and then come back. So I don't believe that she'll be gone for more than one season. So we'll see about that. And I want to quickly talk about Monique talking about bonnets. So, you know, as a woman of color, as black women, I wear bonnets to go to bed. You know what I mean? I'm wearing a bonnet right now as I'm recording. You know what I mean? But Monique and a lot of people have been having a conversation on if bonnets are appropriate to wear outside of the house. My answer to this question, appropriate what is appropriate exactly? Because there's a, I think you shouldn't wear your pajamas outside the house, but a lot of people do that. Especially, I've heard that this is a big Canadian thing. I don't know, but I always found that extremely weird. Now, for me, your bonnet is sleepwear, so I don't think it is appropriate to wear sleepwear if you're not somewhere where you're going to be going to sleep. Now, if I'm in like a public setting, like if I'm at a chalet or something with my friends and it's public, then yes, a bonnet is appropriate in this public setting because I'm going to bed. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily think that you should be wearing your bonnet to go to the store or whatever, going to the airport to pick up somebody. I don't necessarily think that, but I don't really care if somebody does it. I'm not going to look at you like all types of crazy. I think that men shouldn't be wearing their do-rag outside the house because a do-rag is meant for a purpose, okay, to go to sleep, get the ways in the morning, all of that, whatever it is that it does for you. And then that's what it is. Same thing with the women in the bonnets. But Monique, I do find that it's a little interesting and a little judgmental for you to be saying these types of comments. A lot of celebrities do this where they come out and they give this life advice that really no one asked them for. Because nobody asked her for this. It wasn't like she was in an interview and was asked this. She just made a video addressing it. Like, we didn't ask you, sis. Just saying, you know what I mean? Nobody asked you. Last thing I wanted to discuss, allegedly, Mariah Carey is no longer under Roc Nation management after a really kind of explosive meeting with Jay-Z. This is, you know, allegedly what the sources are saying. It's saying that Mariah actually quit being managed by Roc Nation because of a conversation about her career trajectory. She's planning a formal departure in a few weeks. It didn't go well at all. Apparently, she has made it clear that she wants nothing more to do with Jay and with Roc Nation, called it quits. Now, I think that's unfortunate. I think that Roc Nation, honestly, was the best place for Mariah at this time. Just looking at what Jay has done with his artist. And I feel like Mariah is a legacy artist and somebody that you can respect. I don't know what we don't know what the conversation was, but I do think that Mariah has a lot to offer still to the industry and that people kind of just ignore it now because of, I guess, when you get to like some kind of legendary status, people are just like, well, I mean, I don't really need to hear anything new from you. I'm just going to keep listening to your old music. But I always tell y'all that Caution album 2018, that was the album, man. That was a dope album that you guys paid dust to. I still, it still gets replayability from me. And I think that There's a lot of little things that you can do with Mariah here. You can place her in certain places, especially with the world opening up. You can get her live show back on track. I like Roc Nation. I actually like Roc Nation management and what they do. So I wonder what happened. I hope they tell us what happened because, you know, Jay-Z definitely talks to us more than his wife does. A lot of people are already saying, you know, Beyonce told him to get rid of Mariah Carey, so he did. I'm like, what? Why are y'all always, like, Beyonce's like, you know that meme of NeNe? Where it's like, not that meme, what is it, the GIF or GIF, however you say that, where it's like, now why am I in it? Now why am I, you see how I get thrown into things? I wasn't even in it. That's Beyonce right now. Why is she in this conversation, to be honest with y'all? But shout out to them. They were at a basketball game recently for the Nets, I believe. It's crazy. It really feels like the world is coming back to normal now because once Beyonce and Jay-Z are courtside at basketball games again, even though they're in masks, it is a sign that the world is coming back to normal. Anyways, guys, that's all we have for VIP topics. I think that was pretty good. Let's get back into the music, though. I'm excited to get into the music. I'm definitely excited to talk to Naima Frank later on, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get into brand new track from this artist, CeeLa Ray, featuring an artist that you may have known in your younger days because she was like a teen star, Tiffany Evans. Tiffany Evans is so underrated. Her and Juwan Harris have a duo also called Juwan and Tiffany. And, you know, they have some great stuff coming out as well. But here she is in collaboration with CeeLa Ray on her first single called Open for Love. Let's get into that. And then we're going to get into some Sun E music and some Timar featuring Duckworth. So stay tuned.
Tell me now, I don't need this no more. Stay in your grind, stay in your mind. You don't need this no more. I keep on telling them it ain't that deep.
but I've been lying to myself lately. I've been looking for love, enough. Not here to feel they wanna see what I got, enough. Can't let them in, I keep on telling them it ain't that deep. But I've been lying to myself lately.
Got me falling, got me wanting, got me open for love. Got me on it, can't stop wanting someone to show me.
Miracles come. everything you like a little bit rough. If you smoking on me, then boy, hug it, just puff, puff. Are you lying on me when you say you eat ass? Don't you dare get me lifted to front and back, back. That pussy like a dog, eating like a bully in the bathroom stall. Chase that pussy like a dog, eating like a bully. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. Need you to get prolific, baby. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. I wanna feel like you're missing, baby.
Chase that pussy like a motherfucking dog. I got power in these jaws. Get the licking what is hiding underneath them lace draws. Am I coming in hot? You ain't even close to thought. My apologies. I like a little bit of honesty. So just tell me everything that you want from me. I'm exploring every curve on your anatomy. Stay right here. You know them other niggas comedy. LOL and XOX. You said bring your best. I might just flex. Plus it's Friday, which means I got the check. Champagne, flutes connect. You know the rest. Let's do it.
Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. I need you to get prolific, baby. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. I wanna feel like you're missing, baby. Intentional, not just sensual. I mean sexual, but you get it though. Like you learn my mind, you know my soul. You got me woke, you got me woke. Pussy like a dog, eating like a bully. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. I need you to get prolific, baby. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. I need you to be specific, baby. I wanna feel like you're missing, baby. Chase that pussy like a dog.
Yes, that was T-Mart featuring Duckworth, specific, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM on the spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday. I love that track. I really do. Like, T-Mart, if you guys don't know, first of all, shout out Zoe, you know, Haitian descent. T-Mart is just killing it on this, like, new wave of R&B, fresh looks, fresh sounds, intricate production, incredible lyrical content. Like, if you hear that song specific, it's extremely catchy. But I just love, like, the words that are being used. Like, they're, like, it's not your typical lyrical form. So I really like that. And I like Duckworth's performance on it. I was also so surprised to find out that T-Mart was the funny neighbor in Insecure, the one that had the bad little kid. That's so funny. You know, everything is connected. Before that, you heard Sun E Music with How It Feels. Can we talk about vocals? Can we talk about a traditional R&B performance? Yeah? Okay, well, let's put Sun E Music on. This guy is virtually, like, almost unknown, and it's, like, baffles me. Can we... Oh, my gosh, it baffles me. I love this guy. I heard him on a random... It was very random. I think I was just scrolling Instagram, and I just started kind of, like, listening to a lot of the stuff that he had out there, and I'm fairly impressed. So definitely check him out. And then Cee La Rae featuring Tiffany Evans, Open for Love, started off the segment. Such a cute little song. I love that. I love their two voices together. It's a great little juxtaposition, a great ladies matchup. Love it, love it. Make sure, if you're not already, that you're following us on social media, at TheSpot903 on Instagram, at TheSpot903 on Twitter, and search The Spot on CKUT. You know, if you're on Facebook, and hit the like, hit the follow, DM us, let us know what's going on with you, interact with us, because, you know, that's what I would love for you to do. It would be nice if you did it, you know what I mean? Now, I have a little, we have two segments coming up, but the first one is a little hip-hop segment, and we got an oldie segment after that. First one, I gotta get into that new J. Cole. If you guys have heard the new J. Cole off season, I liked the album, you know what I mean? We'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back, but then we got that new DJ Khaled, Nas, Jay-Z coming up, and we got, George, J-O-R-D-S, with Enemies. Let's get it.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, knowing me. Still remember vividly the that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride making act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride making feel a way that you won't follow me. Make it flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama, make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, what's the amount? 10 of a bounce. I got a pen to add it up and pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say, I'm bagging up. Directs, I'm racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You're reaching, I'm acting up.
Break it down, weigh it up, not bag it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. Long as I live, we live forever. Told my twin get better, you can just slip, let me ahead of. Got my feet up, I pay 70 bands and have on the jet. I don't need them, that in the past, I'm feeling like what's next. Got my speed up, foot all on the gas, just not a CA vet. I can beat them, I believe in me, just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone, had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes, glad some of this starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused, and I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold you, I didn't have I won't forget it. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything, it's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted, and it's crazy, I know it. All this money coming in, it drive me crazy, not to show it. I'll be crazy if I blow it.
Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil.
Dream, yeah. Came from nothing, never thought that we would be living the dream, yeah.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only king stand near me.
Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil. I live heavenly in Cabo with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living the dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where I thought that we would be. Living a dream, living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
White gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion. Unexpectedly. Circle of ice on Japanese whiskey. On my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting bands. We just dance to different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing.
For the show, £2 for the plain white tee. You ain't got flow on a tune like me. On reading, vava boom like me. Goals, flexing with my wifey. 5'1", but with heels 5'3". Lockdown done, so the gang ain't stressing. Birthday girl with your girlfriends flexing. Use both hands and we count our blessings. Had O's, but I ain't got X's. No bad energy. Pour Hennessy for my old enemies. Been in the bits and I never had shit, so it is what it is. Till I be,
One time for my enemies.
Thinks that I got it from her.
Nah,
your boyfriend chatting about whites, but you don't make that kitty cat purr.
It's Cads and Jordan again. She asked me, he's Jordan again. Ha. Stepped in like Joey, now she wants to be more than a friend. Why? Is your bestie moving like an enemy? You know I ain't gonna pretend, man.
GM's keys, I don't know, it depends.
Pour a little Hennessy for my enemy, bro, bro, it's terse.
One time for my enemies. Might be time to just stop trying. Go side on my enemies. You're so fire.
Y'all already know it.
Hard to beat. The team too good. I dream this up. Pops got a Benz, mom's in the ends. George told me all the right stores and the trends. Pause for respect.
Took many years to get them said. One time for my enemies.
Might be time to just stop trying.
Co-sign all my enemies.
Y'all so fire, don't retire.
I made some new enemies last week. Drink way too much Tennessee last week. So I sang some melodies last week. That was just my remedy last week. I made some new enemies last week. Drink way too much Tennessee last week.
I made some new enemies last week. Drank way too much Hennessy last week. So I sang some melodies last week. That was just my remedy last week. Nowadays me, I don't go raves. Catch man in a hood with my aunties. Fix me a place, AMGs from back in the day. One time for my charges. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. This one.
All right, everyone. That was George, Masigo, and Cadiata with Enemies right here on The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Tell all of your friends, you know, tell, you know, if you have multiple boyfriends, tell all your boyfriends. If you have multiple girlfriends, tell all of them as well. For that, you heard DJ Khaled featuring Nas and Jay-Z with Sorry Not Sorry. And we started off the segment with J. Cole featuring Lil Baby with Pride Is the Devil. I love Lil Baby. That's my Lil Baby. You know what I mean? And I like Pride Is the Devil because it's a deep song. It's real. It talks about really letting pride get a hold of you and how, like, it can actually destroy you. I love J. Cole. I actually really enjoyed the off-season album. I heard a lot of positive reviews. I heard some negative reviews as well. I heard some mixed as well. I actually have people who I know specifically who really don't like this song that I play, J. Cole, Pride Is the Devil. However, I don't care because it's my show and I like Pride Is the Devil, so there you go. But make sure if you haven't listened to Offseason, go check it out. Form your own opinion. You know, I always say that it's very important to kind of like take people's opinions out of something before you listen to a body of work, before you listen to music, because it could, if you allow that to infiltrate your mind, it could change your whole perspective before you even press play. So definitely watch out for that. Now, y'all know I love my old music. I was actually with a friend over the weekend. I was just like, yo, like, and we were just jamming to some music, and I took over for a minute, and I was like, just be ready for, like, most of this is going to be old. The only reason I listen to some new music is because I have to do the radio show and the podcast, which is a joke. Like, I do enjoy some of the newer music as well. But I feel like I would know a lot less new music if it wasn't for that. I love old music. And speaking of the podcast, if you didn't know, I also do a podcast, Breakdown to Lowdown. Breakdown, the number 2, Lowdown. And my co-host and I, we discuss and dissect new/recent music releases. We analyze them, talk about them, and, you know, you hear a little snippet of them. And then we also get into some urban pop culture mess and debates. We often do not agree. And it's hilarious. It's a hilarious show. So Breakdown to Lowdown, wherever podcasts are found. Definitely listen to us on YouTube and Mixcloud, though, if you want the music in as well. All right, so back to the oldies segment. We're starting off with some Selena. I've been on a Selena kick lately with off of her English album, her 95 Dreaming of You album. So it's called Captive Heart. And we got the Braxtons coming up. We got Donna Summer coming up. Stay tuned.
looking like.